How about a nice hand for Max, our excellent piper?
Thank you.
Mesdames et messieurs, bonjour. Bienvenue. Welcome to this convocation for the Desautels Faculty of Management. The platform party will be coming in just a very few minutes. I have one or two announcements, one of which is that if there is somehow, unfortunately, a fire, there is an alarm system, just go to the nearest exits on the edges. If you have children in strollers, take the children, leave the stroller. It's a much better operation to do. Second major point is for the graduates, and you were not like herding cats today. It was very good. Thank you for cooperating with the seating situation. It is appreciated. Please be sure you have your lineup card with you. It has two parts. The first part, detach the two now. It would be better to do it now than to hand both of the cards to the reader over here on the left-hand side. The main thing I would ask you to, and the other card, the other half of the card is to pick up your degree at the very end of the stage on your right. So please take this to account, namely, that if you've got a bad hair day situation going on, you can check it all out. There's a nice mirror here, full length. Everything is ready for your looking good. And watch the person ahead of you. The person ahead of you will go to have their photograph taken. It'll be taken again in the middle of the stage as you are tapped on the shoulder, and it will be taken again on this side of the stage when you receive your degree. So please watch what the next person ahead of you is doing and do the very same thing. That should work out just fine. The presentation today may take about 2 hours, all added up. There is an honorary degree that will be given, and at about the 30-minute mark or 35-minute mark, it will be your turn to come up and to the stage, and I will be getting you out of your seats, and Professor Zirichta of pathology, she knows all about diseases, so she will monitor you whether you're ill or not. You don't believe this, you should not. See, you're in business. Someone lost a wallet.
And keys.
Ira Sutherland, are you somewhere? Maybe you're not graduating. Thank you very much. No. If there's an Ira Sutherland or his family or friends or colleagues, there is a wallet that was found. So where was I? Admonishing you for something. I'm not sure. Major point, have fun today. You'll hear a few good speeches, and mine will be the shortest of all of them. And I would ask that you stand, levez-vous, s'il vous plaît, for the platform party as they will be coming in to the tent.
Thank you, Professor Purdy. Good afternoon, graduating students, honored guests, families, friends, ladies and gentlemen. Bonjour à tous. As Chancellor, and on behalf of McGill University, it is my great pleasure to welcome you to the 2014 convocation ceremony for students graduating from the Des Hôtels Faculty of Management. For almost two centuries, McGill's chancellors have commenced these ceremonies with some remarks, and as the 18th chancellor in McGill's illustrious history, I have enjoyed continuing this practice. It may be difficult for you to fully appreciate, and certainly hard for me to totally accept the fact, that exactly 60 years ago, give or take a few days, I sat on this very lawn, like the majority of you here graduating today, with my cap and gown, waiting to receive my Bachelor of Commerce degree. And when I look at my graduation photo, there's not the slightest doubt that I have changed. But the changes that have taken place at McGill are truly profound. Other than some of the older buildings, McGill is almost totally unrecognizable. From being an excellent university, it has developed into one of the world's great institutions of higher learning. In size alone, it has grown several fold. The quality of its teaching and research has become unquestionably world class. But in no area has the change been greater than in the excellence and diversity of its student body. Au cours des cinq dernières années, à titre de chancelier, j'ai eu le privilège d'échanger avec un grand nombre d'entre vous, et à chaque nouvelle rencontre, je suis sincèrement émerveillé par le calibre exceptionnel de nos étudiants, non seulement par le profil de leur formation, mais également par la diversité de leurs intérêts. In my interactions with students, a number of themes appear to take precedence, the most prevalent of your concerns, understandably, being able to obtain a position leading to a meaningful career. But your other concerns were not on any student's radar screen when I sat where you are today. In my day, the word environment meant something totally different on the rare occasions it was used, and normally as a synonym for the weather. No one thought about the larger environmental issues such as income inequality, low standards of primary and secondary education here and in the developing countries, or the absence of clean drinking water or minimal medical treatment in large swaths of the world. What is most impressive is not that you think about these problems, but that you and your fellow McGill students are actively participating in trying to find solutions to these serious issues. You traveled to Africa, India, Latin America, and elsewhere to build schools, teach children, provide medical services, and assist in developing in improved farming practices. Au sein de la communauté même où vous habitez, vous construisez les toits des toits verts, apporter des repas aux personnes dont la santé ne leur permet pas de se déplacer, œuvrer comme mentor auprès des étudiants de secondaire, les aidant ainsi à décrocher leur diplôme et donner gratuitement des leçons de musique à des jeunes en difficulté, et vous êtes des milliers à le faire. And I think particularly to this group here, in my interaction with students, in particular, my interaction with the five members of the Hult Prize team and the work that they have done in trying to improve the plight of the poorest of the poor in the world, in the world's slums. While I always believed that I had never emotionally left McGill, the past 5 years that I have served as Chancellor, and from which I will be retiring at the end of June, have been a real homecoming. I am so very proud of my alma mater. I'm so proud of the students, the faculty, and the administrators. And I'm planning to stay active in both the McGill and the larger community as long as I have strength of body and mind, and I welcome all of you to do likewise for as long as you can. I have no doubt that you, like me, will never regret it. Thank you, merci. Je voudrais maintenant inviter la professeure Suzanne Fortier, principale et vice-chancelière de l'Université McGill, à s'adresser à l'auditoire. Professeur Fortier.
Bienvenue au finissant de 2014. Welcome to the graduating class of 2014. I am joined here today by your families and friends, by our chancellors emeriti, our governors and governors emeriti, by our distinguished honorary degree recipient, award recipients, by special guests and esteemed colleagues. We are here together to express how proud we are of you and of everything that has brought you here today. C'est pour moi un immense bonheur de vous féliciter pour vos réalisations et votre persévérance. Today marks a milestone. Savor it, enjoy it, celebrate, and remember the moment. Remember to all the people who have supported you in your studies. Family and friends, of course. Professors, librarians, staff. You have not been alone. I now invite all of you graduates to please stand up. All of you, please stand up. Look around you and give a big round of applause to all of those who supported you. Merci. Merci. Have you ever finished a big project only to have someone say, "Oh, that was great. So what are you going to do next?" I hate that. But class of 2014, I have to ask, what is next for you? And I must say you can relax because you don't have to answer that question to get your degree this afternoon. But in all seriousness, the big question is not what is next. The big question is how you will face whatever is next for you. Today is a transition. You have finished your degree. This is no small thing. It's a given that you're going to do something next. You have a mind that's ready to learn, and there's so much more learning to be done and enjoy. For some of you, the next classroom will be in the workforce. Certains des apprentissages se feront dans une université, peut-être même ici à McGill. Mais sûrement, ils se feront tout au long de votre vie, où que vous soyez. Transitions are exciting, but they're also a bit scary. And I must say, having recently come back to school myself, I understand these feelings. John McCormick Bain, this afternoon's honorary degree recipient, is no stranger to change himself. He went through his own transitions from student, and I must note, from a student at McGill and president of the Student Society of McGill University, we call it SMU here, president of SMU, to a distinguished business career and to an inspiring philanthropist. And in doing so, he has helped countless students at McGill and around the world follow their dreams. himself a Rhodes Scholar, in 2013, Mr. McBain made a transformative gift to the Rhodes Trust, opening up that life-changing educational experience for exceptional scholars in China, Brazil, and Russia. When we find ourselves in times of transition, the people who are close to us often reach out with advice, sometimes also with gifts, or gifts disguised as advice. When I became principal of McGill last fall, I was lucky to receive such gifts, and I want to share three with you. I've known my friend Kay for over 40 years. As young crystallographer, we started our research career together. She gave me a fridge magnet. It reads, "Proceed as if success is inevitable." Now, it's great to have a friend who believes in you, but really, what the message is telling us is assume responsibility for your own success. You're not an observer of your own life. You are the main actor in the play that is your future. You've been in the same place for a few years, and now you have to leave that comfort zone for something that is new and unknown. You're going to have to be resilient, there's no doubt about that. But with a good dose of determination, talent, and optimism, success will await you at the end of the road. And this brings me to my great colleague Blair from Ottawa. She gave me a book as a gift, The Rational Optimist by Matt Ridley. This is a great title, The Rational Optimist. Set your sights high, allow yourself to dream, but with your feet on the ground. Keep an eye on the big things you want to accomplish, the big goals, and take it a step at a time. Make sure you do everything that you can to make it happen. And the third gift came from Albert and Victor, the sons of my doctoral supervisor. They gave me a framed code of ethics that their father had written in the 40s. Among the code were very important pieces of advice that have been with me all my life. Do not bluff your way out of difficulties, and keep your integrity at all times. These are powerful words, because whatever you do in life, the what eventually fades away, and what you're left with is the how. How you feel about it deep down in your own soul. Three gifts, but really one very special gift. The people we meet in life, the people who are generous to us in life. Remember the friends you've made here at McGill and keep them close. Chancellor Steinberg is a perfect role model. As he said, this year marks his 60th anniversary of his own graduation, and he is still in touch with his own classmates. And of course, he has stayed in touch with McGill, even as he moved through his own transitions and challenges and successes. A few weeks ago, Chancellor Steinberg and I attended an event to honor some of our students. I introduced him to the francophone parents of one of them. "C'est le chancelier de McGill," I said. Now, chancelier was not a word they were familiar with, and so they thought I had said, "C'est le chansonnier de McGill," the singer-songwriter of McGill University. They look at each other in total confusion. McGill, being such a great university, must have, they thought, a very, very acclaimed chansonnier. But they didn't know any of his greatest hits. And it made me think about the many, many great hits of Arnold Steinberg as our chancellor. Indeed, Chancellor Steinberg has played a huge role in writing the future of McGill. And he has sung the praise of our university relentlessly. He has shown all of us how to do so with great charm, intelligence, and humility. He takes pure joy in the accomplishments of others and in nurturing their leadership. He's generous with his time and his wisdom, and always ready for an encore. He loves to learn and has an inquisitive and open mind. And most of all, he loves McGill and the McGill community with all his heart. Mon cher Arnold, tel que l'a écrit Gilles Vigneault, un grand chansonnier québécois, c'est à votre tour de vous laisser parler d'amour. Et à tous nos diplômés, sachez que vous vous joignez à une grande et belle famille. J'espère que vous considérez l'université comme votre maison. Revenez-y le plus souvent possible, les portes vous seront toujours très grandes ouvertes. I recently met some McGill alumni in New York City. They gave me what I think is the perfect description of our university. So I want you to remember it. A bunch of smart people doing amazing things and delivering results. Please keep in touch. We're always eager to hear about your own amazing things. Félicitations. Congratulations.
Merci, merci, Professor Fortier. I now have the very distinct pleasure inviting Mr. Stephen Stropel, Secretary General of McGill University, to say a few words as we receive the university's first ceremonial mace gifted to McGill by the University of Edinburgh. Secretary General.
Mr. Chancellor, Madam Principal and Vice Chancellor, distinguished guests, honorees, and members of the procession, graduating class of 2014, friends and family. Today marks an important milestone in McGill University's long and storied history as we receive our first ceremonial mace. Tradition and history are at the heart of the creation of the McGill Mace, which is a gift from our founding sister institution, the University of Edinburgh. It gives me great pleasure to welcome Sir Timothy O'Shea, Principal and Vice Chancellor of the University of Edinburgh. We are delighted and most grateful that you have made a special trip to be with us today to present this great gift, which will be a lasting tribute to the deep connection and friendship between our two universities. Thank you, Sir Timothy. What is a mace, you may ask? Maces have served as symbols of authority and tradition since medieval times, and in universities symbolize the convocation of the community and the authority to award degrees. The mace being presented today bears the crests of the University of Edinburgh, McGill University, and the University of Glasgow. It will be a lasting representation and reminder of the historic bonds between our three institutions that can be traced back to the founding of McGill. The group of doctors from the University of Edinburgh who came to Montreal and created the McGill Medical Institute, later to become McGill University, and the bequest of James McGill, a graduate of the University of Glasgow, which established our campus. Over almost two centuries, McGill University and the University of Edinburgh and the University of Glasgow have maintained significant relationships and associations that are important to the international character and academic excellence of our three institutions. Most recently, when Sir Timothy came to McGill in 2012 to receive an honorary doctorate, he was surprised to find that McGill did not have a mace. In an act of extraordinary friendship and generosity, he proposed a gift, enlisting the help of his institution's acclaimed School of Design. The result is the magnificent mace which we inaugurate today and which will be an integral part of future convocation ceremonies. It will remind us always of the lasting ties that bind our universities. I now invite Sir Timothy O'Shea to the podium to present the mace to McGill's Chancellor, Arnold Steinberg, and Principal and Vice Chancellor, Professor Suzanne Fortier.
Chancellor, Principal, Secretary General, graduating class, guests, academic colleagues, I stand here with very considerable pride. Proud that I am an honorary graduate of McGill, proud of the role of the University of Edinburgh in the foundation of McGill, which started as Edinburgh professors teaching the Edinburgh curriculum, proud that we have tremendous close and productive links between McGill and the University of Edinburgh, both in the world top 50, both doing tremendously well. And some tables have Edinburgh above McGill, and some have McGill above Edinburgh, but we are almost twins. I'm very, very proud that we're gifting a mace, which, as the Secretary General indicated, is a symbol of the university community meeting together. It comes from an old French word. It means a heavy hammer. It was originally used for combat and then became a symbol of authority. I'm very proud in the quality of the mace, made of Scottish oak and silver, designed by three University of Edinburgh students, Elizabeth Campbell, Joe Medcalf, and Jordina Long. And it has, if you look, when you see the mace, look at it very carefully, it has your history. It has on the base, you will see the foundation, you will see fleur-de-lis, you will see martlets, you will see the maple leaf, you will see your entire history. And the top of the mace, when you see it, you can interpret it in two ways. Historically, it was a weapon, and 600 or 700 years ago, it had open blades, so that if you didn't kill the person by hitting them on the head, you probably cut their head off. And then for comfort, over the following centuries, the mace is closed in. But our three students have opened it up again for you as a symbol of the lamp of learning. So it is a really beautiful object, as I said, symbolizing the academic community, and a tremendous pleasure to present it to you now.
I think you can see, Sir Timothy, unrehearsed, how much feeling goes from this community to yours in connection with this extraordinary gift. I now ask the interim dean of the Des Hôtels Faculty of Management, Professor Morty Yalofsky, to introduce this year's teaching award winners. Professor Yalofsky.
Madam Principal and Vice Chancellor, it's with great pleasure that I present to you Professor Ruth Ann Husing, winner of the Distinguished Teaching Award for Undergraduate Programs at Des Hôtels. Professor Husing teaches the core undergraduate organizational behavior course, as well as a change management elective. A superb classroom teacher, her outstanding performance cannot adequately be captured by simple numerical evaluations. The students who nominated her speak of her passion for teaching, her ability to bring concepts to life in unique and memorable ways, and her outstanding ability to drive their learning beyond the tools, techniques, concepts, and applications under study, so as to examine the deep values that underlie their personal growth and development. Professor Ruth Ann Husing's dedication to our students and her contributions as a teacher and mentor are exemplary, and she's certainly most deserving of the Distinguished Teaching Award honor. Madam Vice Chancellor, I present Professor Ruth Ann Husing. Madam Principal and Vice Chancellor, I present to you Professor Philip Levy, winner of the Distinguished Teaching Award for Graduate Programs at Des Hôtels. A past recipient of this award at the undergraduate level, Professor Levy teaches a variety of financial and managerial accounting courses at the faculty, as well as professional seminars through the McGill Executive Institute. He is widely acknowledged as a dedicated and distinctive teacher who is particularly skilled to bring accounting and financial concepts to life for MBA students of diverse backgrounds and experience. The students who nominated him note that he pushes them to think critically and understand how accounting numbers reflect real business activities in the context of broader ethical social obligations. Professor Levy delivers on the faculty's promise of integrated management, which is at the core of our teaching and research. Madam Principal and Vice Chancellor, I present Professor Philip Levy.
Ladies and gentlemen, I now have the very distinct honor and pleasure to invite Ms. Susie Newing, McGill's Rhodes Scholar, to present Mr. John McCall McBain, that he may have conferred upon him the highest recognition that is within the power of this university to grant.
Thank you. Mr. Chancellor, it is my pleasure to present to you John Howard Nicol McBain, a distinguished McGill alumnus, brilliant entrepreneur, humanitarian, and a very generous Canadian. As a recent McGill graduate and the university's 136th Rhodes Scholar, I'm very honored to be here today to present this recognition to John Nicol McBain. As a McGill, Oxford, and Harvard alumnus, Rhodes Scholar, and visionary philanthropist, Nicol McBain exemplifies the qualities of academic excellence, determination, leadership, and generosity that so many young people like myself aspire to today. During his 3 years at McGill, Nicol McBain was very active in the student community. As you heard earlier, serving as president of the McGill Student Union and running Welcome Week and Winter Carnival. As an alumnus, he has continued his interest in student life at McGill and found ways to foster excellence and leadership in today's generation through the creation of scholarships, fellowships, and student aid initiatives, including the Nicol McBain Fellowships in the Faculty of Arts and the Nicol McBain Prestige Entrance Scholarships. Not only has Nicol McBain enriched the educational experiences of students here at McGill, but he has also extended this support across the globe through the establishment of the Nicol McBain Foundation, created with his wife Marcy in 2006. Since its formation, the foundation has made donations of $200 million to a diversity of important global development initiatives in health, education, and the environment. In addition to large-scale philanthropic initiatives, Nicol McBain has also demonstrated the power of smaller transformative gifts by establishing local schools and medical clinics in West Africa. A proud native of Niagara Falls, Ontario, he has also provided early-stage support for the careers of Canadian Olympic and World Championship medalists Damien Warner, Alexandre Bilodeau, and McGill graduate Jennifer Hale. More recently in 2013, John Nicol McBain made philanthropic history in providing the largest single gift to the Rhodes Trust in its 110-year history, allowing the Trust to strengthen the existing Rhodes Scholarships and to expand its reach in the future to students in China, Brazil, and Russia. This exemplary gift will allow students from around the world to continue to benefit from the Rhodes Scholarship for the next 100 years, making Nicol McBain the second century founder of the Rhodes Trust after Cecil Rhodes. As McGill's most recent Rhodes Scholar, I believe that this gift is truly an investment in a genuinely global future, in the leadership of thousands of young individuals from all over the world, so that together we can develop the intellectual skills to lead change in the myriad issues that the world currently faces. For this extraordinary vision, and on behalf of all of the McGill students, Rhodes Scholars, and individuals around the world who have and will continue to benefit from your incredible generosity, I express my gratitude and my conviction that there is no one more deserving of this, McGill's highest honor. Mr. Chancellor, I present to you John Howard Nicol McBain, that you may confer upon him the degree of Doctor of Law, honoris causa.
Ladies and gentlemen, I now invite Dr. John Nicol McBain to deliver the convocation address. Dr. Nicol McBain.
Chancellor Arnold Steinberg, Principal Suzanne Fortier, Chancellor Emeritus Richard Pound, Interim Dean Mort Lislavsky, distinguished guests, families, friends, and fellow graduating students, this is a happy day. Une journée très joyeuse pour votre famille, vos amis, et pour vous, la promotion 2014. As you heard earlier, I'm a McGill graduate myself, and I fondly remember my 3 years here, the hard winters, especially hard I heard this year, the renaissance of spring, my graduation, where I also spoke as valedictorian, and my time as president of McGill Student Society. Je me souviens aussi que les Canadiens ont gagné le Coupe Stanley en 1978 et 1979, deux de mes trois années à McGill, quand j'étais étudiant à McGill. Et 2014, c'était plus difficile. Now let me take a moment just to challenge you today at your graduation. Now what is all this talk I've heard about risk? When I was a kid in Niagara Falls, Canada, my parents told me not to take risks. You may fall, hurt yourself, or be embarrassed. Your parents were right when you were younger, but they're not right now. I've learned over and over again that risk is not only good for you, it is also good for our society, and you have a duty to society to take these risks. Let me explain. So what is risk? So I tried to look at risk more closely, and it's three letters. The first two letters are really two elements of risk. R of risk is for responsibility. By taking risks, you are taking on responsibility to achieve results. Responsibility is also reversing the attitude where the things you see that need to be changed, you don't do anything about. Internalize, as a graduate, some of these issues of the world and some of our problems, so you too can see them clearly and do something about them. The I of risk is for integrity. You must be true to yourself to make risk worth taking and for the results to have the positive benefits of for society. Is what you're planning to do the right thing? Now, the last two letters of risk are really things you do not get by taking risks, and you must be aware of this. The S is for security, and for sure, by taking risks, you will not get any security to settle in the way things used to be. However, as I will explain later, you are the last group in the world that needs security. And the K. K is for kudos. Do not expect any kudos from others when you take risks. There is an unfortunate saying, which I'll ascribe to Tullio Sodrassi, but I'm sure it comes from others, but which says, no good deed goes unpunished. So when taking risks and doing the right thing, applause tend to be withheld, and the same will probably be true for my speech. So the reason I wanted to talk to you today about risk is that you, the graduates in this room, of one of the greatest universities in the world, and probably the greatest public university in the world, are sitting at the magic confluence of great responsibility and low downside. What we need is people like you, young leaders in our society, to take risks for two reasons. First, only by taking risks will society advance and overcome its present problems. We want people to take risks who can provide the best solutions, and no one is better placed than you, the graduates here today, to take those risks and to better our society. But conveniently, the graduates in the room today who should take these risks are also the ones with the lowest downside in taking these risks. Now, many take risks out of desperation, and their downside is terrifying. But let's take a look for a second at your downside of taking a risk, like being an entrepreneur or starting your own social enterprise. If you totally fail, you'll probably get a job. It may be at 80% of your former salary, and maybe one rung down in the corporate ladder. Or it may take a little longer to pay back your student loans. But your risk is limited. Your risk is not starvation. Indeed, your downside is relatively insignificant compared to the overall benefit to our society by people taking risks. The changes brought about by people taking risks will change our society. And you also luckily, learn from risk, from taking risk, and you learn from failure. As Nietzsche said, that which does not kill us makes us stronger. So if the people who can provide the most benefits of taking risks to our society conveniently are also the people with the lowest downside to take risks, if we and those people who should take these risks and have the lowest downside will not take those risks, who should take them? Will it be those with the least potential to provide good benefits for society and have the greatest downside? I think that's unlikely. Now, two other things I think you should think about when you're thinking about risk. One is that pride is the enemy of proper risk-taking. If you do something and you fail, you will hurt your pride. But you know what? You'll still get up the next morning and have breakfast, and you'll find another job, and your family will still be with you. For example, on a very personal note, after receiving the Rhodes Scholarship in Oxford, I applied to Harvard Business School, and I applied to 37 scholarships to have my way paid at Harvard Business School. I couldn't afford to go there. I lost 36 scholarships. And let me tell you, 36 rejection letter can really hurt your pride. However, I won one scholarship, the Canadian Mortgage and Housing Corporation Scholarship, and that paid my way through Harvard Business School. So today, people say, isn't that the lucky guy who won that full scholarship to Harvard Business School? No one mentions today, isn't that the sucker that lost 37 scholarships? So luckily, my pride didn't limit my potential. The second enemy of risk or risk-taking is over-analysis. It's a real enemy of risk-taking. There comes a point in your spreadsheet, potentially, when your assumptions are so great that no matter what analysis you do, the added value will be very little or potentially negative. When you analyze risk, you'll usually determine if it's a no or if you're in doubt. It's very seldom when you do your analysis that it comes up with a clear yes. And so you seldom get the clear yes, so what do you do? What I say is, when in doubt, act. So your choices today and in the future are choices where you will not be certain, where you will not know exactly what to do or what should be done. Lots of people will tell you what should be done or what you should do in your career or where you should go or what you should go into or where all your friends are going or what all your friends are looking at. However, you want to look at the ideas, the jobs, the opportunities that don't come on the campus, the companies that are not recruiting at McGill, the projects that nobody in your class has heard of yet. Yes, you want to take on those unknown opportunities that you're going to find out on your own. You want to open the doors that are unopened. You don't want to run through the doors that have already been opened for you. So my conclusion today is that if you want to make a difference in the world, I don't have the magic answer, but I have sure learned one thing. It's not by following everyone else. So in closing, take risks, be happy, and yes, I did see the YouTube happy video, and congratulations to the class of 2014. Bravo à la promotion 2014. Merci.
Normally, at this point, as Chancellor, I get up and thank the convocation speaker and say a few words about the address which he or she has just given. Today, for the first time, certainly as I've been Chancellor, and possibly the first time in the university's history, I'm going to read a letter as follows. It gives me great pleasure to send my warmest greetings and congratulations to Mr. John McCall McBain on receiving an honorary doctorate from McGill University. When we give, whether in time, talent, or money, we grow as individuals and as a community. As Governor General, I firmly believe Canada has benefited richly from the contributions of professionals, volunteers, and philanthropists who dedicate themselves to helping others Today, McGill honors someone who has demonstrated a stalwart commitment to enriching the lives of his fellow Canadians. Mr. McBain, I congratulate you on this honor, and I thank you for making Canada a smarter, more caring place to live. And it's signed David Johnson, Governor General. Well, we'll now proceed with the conferral of the academic degrees. Nous allons maintenant procéder à l'attribution des grades académiques. And I call upon the Provost, Anthony Massey, to commence the formal proceedings. Provost Massey.
Thank you, Mr. Chancellor. I am pleased to invite the students graduating from programs of study in the Desautels Faculty of Management to come forward for the conferral of their degrees. Each student crossing the stage will be greeted by Chancellor Steinberg, Principal Fortier, or Chancellor Emeritus Richard Pound. Students receiving their first degree shall remove their hats or mortarboard. At center stage, they will be symbolically capped, signaling ceremonially the conferral of the degree. Students who already have earned a university degree keep their mortarboard hats on and will be congratulated by a tap on the shoulder. Let me repeat, no university degree, remove the hat, get capped. Already have a university degree, keep the hat on and get tapped. Parents, friends, and students themselves will be pleased to know that in most cases, capping and tapping are done lightly. The parchment or degree itself is given to students by the dean or delegate as they leave the stage and have a photo taken. You may have seen some students wearing red and white scarves. All self-identifying Aboriginal students, First Nations, Inuit, and Métis, are entitled to wear graduation scarves at convocation in the community and at any and all future McGill events that they attend. The red scarf is for those receiving a degree, the white scarf for those getting a diploma or certificate. The feather on the scarf has two meanings, respect for the person, and it marks an amazing or special event. The Confederacy belt signifies attachment and respect for the land on which we stand. And the turtle symbolizes the inclusiveness of all nations and respect for diversity. En vertu des pouvoirs qui me sont conférés par le Sénat de McGill, je déclare que les candidats dont le nom figure sur la liste des diplômés de l'université, qu'ils soient présents ou absents, ont satisfait aux exigences de leur grade, diplôme ou certificat respectif. By virtue of the powers conferred upon me by McGill Senate, I declare that the candidates whose names appear on the university's list of graduates, whether they be present or absent, have satisfied the requirements for their respective degrees, diplomas, or certificates. By tradition at McGill, we begin with students receiving graduate degrees, followed by students obtaining undergraduate degrees. I now invite Professor Bruce Shore to introduce the graduates and Professor Morty Orlovsky, Interim Dean of the Desautels Faculty of Management, to distribute the diplomas to all graduating students. Class of 2014, congratulations, félicitations.
For the degree of Doctor of Philosophy in Management, Sung Soo Kim. Alice Laban. Russell James Seidel.
for the degree of Master of Business Administration in Joint EMBA McGill and HEC Montréal, Zahi Abu Chakra. André Beauregard. France Margaret Bélanger. Joël Berdugo Adler. Raphael Bertinotti. Jean-François Bertrand. Michel Blais. Alexandre Brisson. Marie-Josée Desrochers. Martin Dicker. Annick Girard. Jean-François Godmer. Yvan Guibeau. Antonio José Hoyanes Diaz. André Kayat. Mary Casamias. Nadège Lenormand d'Auvergne. Olivia Tak-On Lee. Caroline Mailleux. Jeanette Maillot. Robert Massé. René Massicotte. Fabienne Navette. Philippe Ouimette. Raphaël Picard. Richard Priest. Stéphane Prou. Mathieu Riedel. Nathalie Saad. Dominique Saint-Pierre. Julie Aubry-Gola. José Miguel Azares. Paula Baca del Risco. William Nicholas Flavius Balima. Anjulie Beaulieu-Hébert. Leandro Mitchell Berry. Frederic Buruyana. Francisco David Cabral Lopez. Felix Arturo Chinen Tamashiro.
Mohammed Nasser Chowdhury. Ian Coates. Cristina Consuegra Gonzalez. Jeffrey Curry. Nina Marie Coutinho. Philip D'Angelo. Simon Desmarais. Marc-André Gervais. Philippe Gervais. Ibrahim Gorayev. Enrique Gonçalves de Cervalo. Krista Leah Hauser. Wei Huo. Khaled Kahale. Danya Kellinson. Urbain Kengi Kamakan. Ankit Kumar. Stéphane Lalancette. Kyle Tinkai Lin. Jessica Lauren McKinnon. Tyler Andrew Maxey. Mark Philip Michaud. Gabriel Patrick Noel Mott. Sudip Mukherjee. Claudia Irene Murayama Nagasaki. Ni Ama Ofosu Ama. Zongqing Chan. Juan Camilo Ramirez Gutierrez. Michael Alexander Ricci. Gabriel Saba. Tatiana Saliba. Mohammed Sedki, the Dean's Medal for Great Distinction in the MBA and the Dean's Medal for Great Distinction in the MBA program. It says it twice. Bahmong Singh. David Solomon. Adam Neil Summers. Imad Tabet. Ling Tao. Zev Alexander Thompson. Eric Tremblay. Vijay Vaidyanathan. Shuang Yun. for the degree of Master of Business Administration in MBA, BCL, LLB, Sean Warren Bernstein, also receiving a Bachelor of Civil Law and Bachelor of Laws. For the degree of Master of Business Administration in MBA, Japan, David Anderson. Carlos Jahaziel Aquino. Kent Liangtzu Chang. Jimmy Chu. Lyle Ashton Clough. Tomomi Hagiwara. Katsuji Hirai. Takashi Ikeda. Miki Ishii. Takayuki Ishikawa. Joseph Ernest Itakura. Satish Kumar Juryani. Ryutaro Kikuchi. Naomi Kumagai. Yoshiko Matsumoto. Eho Nakatani. Kyosuke Sato. Paul Anthony Speed. Satish Kumar Sundar. Masakuni Taniguchi. Tomoka Tsuchiya. Miyuki Uno. Haruhiko Urata. Kana Watanabe. Ryusei Yoshimoto. Evangela L. Amirali. Jan Bertomio. Lynn Chase. Sharon Cohn Snyder. Jocelyn Fai. Marie Lea Fortin Truchon. Emma Franco. Gangadharan Gitalayam Gopinadan. Did I get it right? Rajesh Ghosh.
That's Gill, right?
Ruby Kaur Gill. Samim Hasham. Madhulika Kaushal. Ahmad Firas Khalid. T-
Caroline Mwakali Nyamai Kisya. Joanne Liu. Salima Bajirali Mulji. Omar Ali Neal. Wendy Nelson. Andréane Ferrand. André Renato Rizzo Diaz. Conrad Sove.
Daniel Smedo.
Daniel Smedo. Chantal Souligny.
Easy one.
Donna Stanbridge. John Struhl. Philip Vanderpoel. Padmavati Venkatasubramanian.
Both sides.
Sinsin, yeah. That last one was 2 pages. For the degree of Master of Management in Manufacturing Management, Juan Carlos Nera Isaza. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Accounting, Ilsa Genevieve Adelson, with distinction. Samir Amlani. Dmitry Andreev. Carolyn Argalgi. Alexandrine Rachel Baril. Marissa Jean Barry, with distinction. Carolyn Baskow. Joshua Berkovich, Dean's Honor List. Brandon Joseph Brisebois. Penelope Brisson. Evan Haley Bush, with distinction. Jacqueline Danaher Cesaru. Jessica Chan. Elodie Siu Lin Chong Yun. Christina Chung. Kirby Kusa. Corey Zick. Okay, Lydia Dorazio. Kaylin Desilet Langelier. Kevin Dubay. Aaron Michael Eggetts. Eric Pollard Finley. Alex Fletcher, the Herbert E. Sibelin Award and Dean's Honor List. Corey Friedman. David Gao. Jing Ying Gao. David Alexandre Garzon. Jessica Anna Jacari. Andrew Lee Graspi. Maximilian Alferio Gubert. Ryan Jason. Priscilla Jalatian. Matthew Robert Johnson. Diana Krawczyk. Madeleine Louise Le Rossignol, Dean's Honor List. Anne-Catherine Lefebvre. Zhang Li with distinction. Langsi Liu. Lindsay Lubov. Victor Yucheng Ma, Commerce 1925 Award and Dean's Honor List. Mark Makar with distinction. Marie-Hélène Mercier-Goulet. Katharina Mordek. Ryan Murphy. Michael Nelson. Michelle Winky Ng. Sally Nofal. Juliana K. Obal, the Peter S. Wise Memorial Prize and Dean's Honor List. Lauren Chelsea Prorok, Dean's Honor List. Ziling Chu. Eva Maud Robitaille. Alan Neil Rush, the Commerce 1925 Award, the Stephen S. Goldblum Memorial Prize, and Dean's Honor List. Ogden Salilari with distinction. Jessica Faye Scott, Dean's Honor List. Robert Shapiro, Dean's Honor List. Allison Jessica Hsu. Julie Situ, Dean's Honor List. Leah Scaff. Jun Ik Song. Maj Stetia. Jessica Riva Stern, Dean's Honor List. Joël Taillefer, with distinction. Nancy Tang, with distinction. Alexandre Tardif, Dean's Honor List. Yevgenia Cherny. Samuel Théberge Duchesneau. Jacqueline Tsiying To. William Tremblay. Valérie Trudel, with distinction. Ryan Edward Turpin, Dean's Honor List. Meredith Vaillancourt, with distinction. Christian Marc Varin. Rebecca Sarah Varin, with distinction. Hin Yung Wan. John Michael Wark, with distinction. Li Chi Ji. Christine Yang. Jin Ye, with distinction. Alice Ji Yao Zhang. Linda Zhang. Wei Shen Zhang. Xiwan Zhang. Is that? For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Economics, Romain Adès. Ira Patricia Gut, the Feinstone Economics Prize, First Class Honors in Economics, and Dean's Honor List. Leonard Hewa. Tyler Woodruff Hoffmeister. Karishma Joseph. Farah Nassif Kausman, Dean's Honor List. Hussam Makbul. Rungkhan Rakulchon, with distinction. Prashita Sepani, with distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Economics and Accounting, Marc-Olivier Etu, Honors Economics and Accounting. Mark. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Economics and Finance, Julia Q, with Honors in Economics and Finance. Yang Wang, Honors Economics and Finance. Evan Zhou, First Class Joint Honors in Economics and Finance and Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Finance, Tarek Joseph Aboujib. Muhammad Natik Ali. Abid Karim Alibai, the L.J. Forget and Company Award and Dean's Honor List. Amina Adele Almascati. Emmanuel Alexander Andrikopoulos. Emilien Arnold. Francisco Javier Barrio Olivas. Katrina Maria Bartelas. William John Hudson Bartlett. Vincent David Bégin Etu. Alexandrine Bélanger, Dean's Honor List. Alexi Sarah Margaret Benhamron. Charlotte Boivin Carrier. Frédéric Bouchard. Louis-Philippe Boucher. François Bruno with distinction. Mark Brunet Ratnasingam. Ludovic Carignan. Jesse Corey Castiel, Dean's Honor List. Christina Chaya. John Charles DeJulian. Rochen Ding. Marc-Antoine Domaine. Hayden Alexander Clark Evans. Joseph Barnett Anthony Feldman. Chen Feng. Brooke Freeman with distinction. Stefan Nicolas Gabillard. Olivia Greenbank. Jeremy Gay. Dylan Gregory Haber. Michael Haddad. Molly Elizabeth Hansen, Dean's Honor List. Julia Laurel Jensen. Guy René Kayombia. Joshua Andrew Kimsa with distinction. Taryn Koshy. Alex Julian Cosma, the Dr. J.A. Coote Prize in Organizational Behavior and Human Resource Management. Sebastian Joshua Krolik, Dean's Convocation Prize and Dean's Honor List. Philippe Labadie. Charles Joseph Laley. Fanny Lapierre. Carentin Levotte. Yun Kyung Lee.
Go ahead. Yes, please. Just one. There you go.
Chen Hui Lee. Janhua Lee. Laura Lee Lan Chung. Jacqueline Mai Ling. Fan Liu with distinction.
Go ahead.
Zhang Yu. Louis Romain with distinction. Judith Jing Ma. Lin Ma. Adrian Macia Gonzalez. Michael McGraw with distinction. Neil Robert McAlpine. Ryan Connor McKiernan with distinction. Kapil Mehra with distinction. Ankita Menon. Nathaniel Alexander Mooney, Dean's Honor List. Ongya Kya. Alexandra Nikidis. Anushe Parekh. Sangwook Park. Katan Patel. Adam Peretz. Simon Peter Nickel. Benjamin Michael Piddock. James David Pennington, the Commerce 1925 Award and Dean's Honor List. Charlotte Marie Jeanette Plamondon. Gigi Q. Tanabodi Ratavesnan with distinction. Stephanie Rodrigue with distinction. Okay. Nicholas James Sankowski. Matthew Easton Shane Lee with distinction. Julie Ann Schooner. John Christopher Shooter.
I can do that.
Conrad James Skripinski. Yifan Song, the Commerce 1925 Award and Dean's Honor List. Douglas Edward Strasser. Joshua Baijiao Sun. Dimitrios Trulis. Matthew Burton Tucci. Sanya Vicentievich. Henry Wagram. Melissa Wang. Ann Nguyen. Jenna Jamie Witter. Wilson Wong with distinction. Christy Xu. Chengying Yu. Risha Yuan. Muhammad Abed Yusuf. Patrick Zeng.
Thank you.
Sasa Zhang with distinction. Chuang Zhu with distinction. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in General Management, Ashwin Joseph Abraham.
Up Akhtemichuk.
Alex David Akhtemichuk. Nika Amadi Vostakalai. Brody Shav Apadev. Claudia Armenteros. Mathieu Odette, Distinction and the McGill Accounting Society Prize. Susan Simone Bally. Albert Takeru Begaud. Jacobin Josephine Begdahl. Maria Chase Bernhardt. Marie Boudier. Shanice Nicole Burnett. Frederica Charret. Mathieu Xavier Chariot. Christy Mary Chung, Dean's Honor List. Annie Chen. Alana Ruth Sippin. Go ahead. Miles Cheney Coleman. Muriel Colimon. David George Curry. Jennifer Kate Darling. Michael Brian Deledone. Antoine Delmar Frenette. Naomi Desai, McGill Alumni Society Prize and Dean's Honor List. Clarence Annabelle Desmarais. Melissa Victoria DiLembo. Rebecca Sarah Engelberg. Emily Fan. Fan Fan. Ekaterina Filipova.
Oh, c'est en français.
Agathe Catherine Florent.
Foing or Foing? Foing.
Alexander Foing. Gary Fuller. Daniel Abraham Gabay. Jessica Gallarno. Caroline Laure Gentil. Miriam Janasso. Gabrielle Guidetti.
Goldenstein.
Michael James Goldenstein. Celestine Mako Graf. Alexandra Karim Hanane. Aisley Isman. James Francis Jones.
Jacques Robert Joubert. Elizabeth Rose Karlinski. Leah Nicole Kenny. Samer Stefan Kmaid. Gabrielle Langlois. Adrian Large. Morgane Le Baguette. Solène Pénélope Lebon. Lucie Eleanor Le Crenne-Boussoir. Amanda Sarah Leibovich with distinction. Cynthia Lemoyne. Alexandra Lesieur with distinction. Zineb Lulishki. Chloe Marceau-Gosselin, Dean's Honor List. Shintaro John Matsui. Iris Francis Maubon. Laura Michelle McCaffrey. Ross Anthony McDonough with distinction. Margaret Alice McIntyre. John Eric Melkerson. Scott David Miles. Dorianne Stephanie Nassar. Turgut Engin Ozuguz with distinction. Christy Mary Pahabil. Carol Parker with distinction. Moore Pecht. Paulina Penziwiat. Sasha Elise Pereira da Silva. Jeffrey William Peterson. Hugo Emilien Ludovic Pourrois. Florence Pigeon. Jeff Plant. Joseph Polosifakis. He made it. Afraz Ahmad Qureshi. Samir Rizvi. Mathilde Jean Rousseau. Sally Saleh. Andrew Scanlon Dickey. Warren Anton Suraj. Catherine Elizabeth Shively. Emmanuel Mana Simon with distinction. Devon Elizabeth Smith. Panagiota Paulina Stappas. Lin Ji Sun. Mm-hmm.
Benjamin Adrian Keegan Feldman. Daniel Lawrence Viner, with distinction. Jacob Archie Watson. Agat Zeller. Jan Zeller. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Information Systems, Christabel Ama Amano, the Hugh Howson Memorial Prize. Annick Beauparlant. Claire Julie Bourzex. Jean-François Brodeur, Dean's Honor List. David Madeiran Challen. Adiba Talia Chowdhury. Yael Edery. Victoria Ann Grandery. Young John Kim. Andrew Labo. Louis Clément François Xavier Schiltz. Corey Elizabeth Skimming. Andres Juan. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in International Management, Charlotte Altunayar, with distinction. Lucie Clara Audibert, with distinction. Zhenyang Bai. Zachary Barsky. Melissa Basil. Chloe Victoria Beaulieu. Charles Bernardi, with distinction. Joyce Kai, with distinction. Eloise Marie Chariron, with distinction. Deanna Rose Cook, with distinction. Sarah Mae Elspeth Dalgleish, with distinction. Stephanie DeGroot. Veronique Delisi. Gabrielle Marc-Paul DeVoist. Kristen Michelle Foster. Alice Flora French, Dean's Honor List. Juan Ignacio Galan. Nicole Mara Himmelfarb, with distinction. Muhammad Umer Kayum Khan. Joanna Michelle Klimchuk, the Misawa Holmes Prize in International Business and Dean's Honor List. Julia Allison Kuskine.
Céline Lowe. Samantha Jane Metaxas, with distinction. Zipiao Chu. Dorian Randria. Simon Joseph Rioche. Jeremy Lee Singer, Dean's Honor List. Kelvin Frederick Sun. Sophia Sunduji, Dean's Honor List. Alexander Jonathan Sikla. Tracy Thornton. Claire Van Pettigam, with distinction. Maria Wang. Grady Squire Wilson. Alisa Naomi Ziegler, with distinction. I actually owed the last walker a hug, but she'll get it later. Alan, for the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Investment Management, Alan Robert Ang, First Class Honors in Investment Management, Dean's Honor List. Nicholas James Bigelow, Commerce 1925 Award, First Class Honors in Investment Management, Dean's Honor List. René-Michel Boissonneau, First Class Honors in Investment Management. Michael Camisso, First Class Honors in Investment Management.
Giorgio.
Nicholas DiGiorgio, Dean's Convocation Prize, First Class Honors, Dean's Honor List. Mac Dorich, First Class Honors in Investment Management and Dean's Honor List. Samantha Carolyn Fu, First Class Honors in Investment Management. Michaela Rachel Hirsch, Dean's Convocation Prize, First Class Honors, Dean's Honor List. Rami Karabibar, First Class Honors in Investment Management. Zishan Maksud, First Class Honors and Dean's Honor List. Noah David Senecal Junkir, First Class Honors in Investment Management. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Labor Management Relations and Human Resources, Ariane Demers, the Laddie Millen Memorial Prize. Rabia Sandruddin. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Marketing, Amanda Akabrichian. Veronique Gabriella Beaulieu Fowler. Zoe Cara Berkeley, with distinction. Elise Bernier Gravel. Alexandra Blackburn. Maxime Bourges. Pierre-Olivier Bousquet.
Bravo.
Michelle Nicolette Bravo. Marc Bruyère. Clara Chan.
Eileen Chen. Yan Nabil Collins. William Cordero. Sophie de Mondard. Maria Pauline Ibe Del Val. Elliot Samuel Foreman. Monique Lauren Forsberg with distinction. Catherine Elizabeth Fountain. Christopher Min Quang Huo. Alexandria Robin Hodgson. Emma Diana Houghton. Lara Meyer Khoury with distinction. Lauren Oliver Kipp. Sean Leslie. Rosalie Burton Lesser. Melanie Sarah Loubaton. Shanazi Noor. Elizabeth O, Dean's Honor List. Pamela Stephanie Poulakis. Jean-Olivier Rabhi. Jonathan Abraham Rochton. Ari Cole Soberano with distinction. Caroline Sujin Song. Jordan Elizabeth Suderman. Aaron Nathan Swartzman. Muhammad Bilal Taba. Shuk Chong Tang. Stephanie Tocott. Adam Joseph Vaillancourt. Paul-Éric Vaillancourt. Emily Darby Wager. Diane Wong with distinction. Maida Zia. Wally Ur Raymond Zia. Mohammed Zohaib. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Mathematics for Management, Stéphanie Brisson, Dean's Honor List. For the degree of Bachelor of Commerce in Psychology, Joshua Reisler. April Wu.
Please join me in extending our thanks to Professor Bruce Shore, who read out the names. Thank you, Professor. It's now my pleasure to invite Ms. Michaela Hirsch to deliver a few words as this year's valedictorian.
Mr. Chancellor, members of the Platform Party, fellow graduates and guests, welcome. It is both an honor and a privilege to stand here before you all today, and it is with great humility that I accept the honor of representing the graduating class before me, a group of the most passionate and spirited people I have ever met. To the graduating class of 2014, thank you all for making these last 4 years so memorable. On behalf of the entire graduating class, I would like to thank the professors, advisors, and administrators who made this experience possible. Your tireless hard work, support, and patience have allowed us to gain an education that we will cherish for life. And last, but most certainly not least, our parents deserve an extra special thank you. I think we can all agree that parenting is a difficult and often thankless task. You have been our educators, our supporters, and our biggest champions since the very beginning. And for that and much, much more, a million thank yous would not suffice. Je pense maintenant à mon grand-père Sam, qui a fréquenté l'Université McGill dans les années 30. Il a joué dans l'équipe de basketball, bien qu'il n'ait mesuré que 5 pieds 6. Merci, Zadie, de m'avoir enseigné que tout est possible et que grand c'est un état d'esprit. Writing a speech to sum up the many feelings surrounding graduation was no easy feat. I consulted my peers and was met with words like excitement, anticipation, and even freedom. But the most common response I received was some sort of fear. Fear of the unknown, fear of leaving behind the sights and smells that have become synonymous with home, fear of saying goodbye to the people that have truly become family, and most importantly, fear of closing the chapter that some of us have labeled the best years of our lives. The day we all arrived at McGill, we were so excited and there was so much ahead of us. We had minds and hearts that were open to everything and everyone. However, as time went on, and as the end of our university careers drew near, we began to forget that change and the opportunities that accompany it still abound. But make no mistake, the best years of our lives are not behind us, but rather a part of us and ahead of us as we walk through the gates of McGill for the final time today. Part of what made our time at McGill so remarkable was the air of possibility that each and every new day held. We could change our major or minor, pick up a new sport, try a new hobby, but let us get one thing straight. We can still do anything, try anything, change anything, and accomplish anything. It is never too early, and it is never too late. With this, I pose a challenge to you all today. As we close this chapter of our lives and open a new exciting one, let us not leave behind the sense of possibility that characterized our time at McGill. Instead, let us internalize it and carry us with us for the rest of our lives, and it will never expire. As Gloria Steinem once said, without leaps of the imagination or dreaming, we lose the excitement of possibilities. So, to the McGill class of 2014, dream big and dream often. Thank you.
Thank you, Michaela, for those very, very learned words. Would the graduating class now please rise? À titre de chancelier de l'Université McGill, je déclare et confirme que chacun de vous a maintenant le droit à la distinction de grade, diplôme ou certificat qui vous a été conféré avec tous les honneurs, droits, privilèges et responsabilités qui y sont pertinents. In my capacity as Chancellor of McGill University, I declare and confirm that each of you is now entitled to the distinction of the degree, diploma, or certificate that has been conferred upon you with all the honors, rights, privileges, and responsibility that are pertinent thereto. Félicitations, congratulations. Now would everybody please rise as the Secretary General, Mr. Stephen Stropel, delivers the benediction.
Go now in peace to share the gift of knowledge that has been entrusted to you. May this university and all graduates be diligent in the free and honest pursuit of truth for the benefit of all. D'où que nous venions et que nous allions, humbles et pleins d'espoir, nous nous laisserons guider par l'amitié et la solidarité, et nous grandirons en sagesse. May you be blessed all your days.
Thank you, Mr. Stropel. And now we conclude the ceremony with Professor Winston Purdy singing our national anthem.
Thank you. my wife. The wife?
Because I'm happy, I'm alone. If you feel like a room without Thank you.